This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jen Psaki is now warning voters not to, quote, freak out about the SCOTUS decision on Donald Trump, what the Supreme Court might say, because, again, I think in the end, no matter what some of these people are talking about, no matter what they're saying, I think they know that the Supreme Court has to reject the Colorado State Supreme Court decision, right, about Donald Trump, only because, again, it doesn't hold water. And honestly, the very fact that the name Trump is associated with this, you know, if you took the name Trump out, it would change things. It would change things dramatically because it might be looked at as, well, wait a second, we don't see an insurrection. You know, John Doe didn't make some insurrection. Therefore, can the Colorado Supreme Court say that John Doe cannot serve or cannot even be on a ballot to be elected to anything? I just think it completely changes everything because the name Trump is there. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Of course, hour number one now in the books for this morning. We're racing into hour number two. And, of course, the telephone line is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by in order to take your call. And you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message and you're off and running from there. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, of course. Also, everybody on AM 930. And everybody, I should say, along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And by the way, folks, if you're not in range to hear the program, you can always go to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can find the live streams for the program. We have GCN's live streams there. We also have TheAnswerTampa.com. That's the home website of AM 860, The Answer, of course, our flagship station. And you can pick up the program on the live streams as well. Take it wherever you want to go. And we encourage you to do that today as well. But again, that's, again, if you're out of range to hear the program. But once again, folks, this whole thing about Donald Trump, and again, hour number one, we mentioned about Vivek Ramaswamy. He says there's going to be a big surprise on January the 15th at Iowa caucuses, right? But because he believes that there's a lot of first-time caucus goers or people that are really participating, younger people perhaps participating for the first time, and they may be a factor in his making a much better showing than what some of these polls are showing so far, right? So that remains to be seen. We'll see. But, of course, the idea that Donald Trump can't even be on a ballot, that's going to be decided by the Supreme Court. We mentioned Jen Psaki. I'll get to that here in just a few more moments. But I want you to hear this quote. This is from Joe Scarborough, Joe and Mika, from Morning Joe at MSNBC. And, folks, yes, I know. See, part of my job is to find this stuff and then to tell you about it. But Joe Scarborough on MSNBC is now saying that Donald Trump is going to be doing what he calls the Obi-Wan Kenobi trick, which I guess he's referring to a Jedi mind trick. I mean, I'm not going to try to get too in the weeds on this, but because the quote that he attributes or as using as the basis, as a launching point about Donald Trump, isn't a Jedi mind trick. It was really just more of a statement that Obi-Wan made to Darth Vader in the first Star Wars movie. But nevertheless, you know, be that as it may, let's just listen in and see what Joe Scarborough has to say about Donald Trump and the Obi-Wan Kenobi trick. Let's listen in.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, right? This is the Obi-Wan Kenobi trick. Strike me down, constitutionalists, and I, Trump, will only become more. No, it's not that way.
So evidently he's saying, you know, strike me down, constitutionalists, and I will become more powerful, right? So he's playing on the original line, right? You know, strike me down and I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. He says that to Darth Vader, by the way. And of course it actually becomes true. So it's not a trick as much as it was a statement and a prediction that came true. But again, we're not going to argue that. But what Joe Scarborough is trying to do, he's trying to make it into this silly thing. And if you notice the words that he used, the words that he chose, strike me down, constitutionalists, you see, because again, it's just so obvious. It's so obvious that Donald Trump, the 14th Amendment applies to Donald Trump. And this, my friends, this is part and parcel of the old style big lie strategy, okay? Big lie strategy, and this, yes, this does go back to Nazi Germany, basically. You know, the idea, you keep lying a lie big enough, and you just keep repeating it, and it begins to sort of take on a life of its own. And to lesser degrees, we've seen this in history. You know, we've seen, other individuals try to do this kind of thing, too. They just lie the lie so big that you'd never question it, right? That it would never actually dawn on you that is somehow this isn't right. But the idea that it's a foregone conclusion that the speech that Trump gave on January the 6th was akin to, tantamount to, inciting an insurrection. Even Jonathan Turley, who is not a Trump fan and so forth, we've established this, he's not a Trump voter of any kind. But he says, no, the speech that Donald Trump gave on January the 6th, that was protected speech. And so it was not, as some of these people think, this was a violation of the 14th Amendment, or this is a violation, or the 14th Amendment applies. That's not what it is at all. But they try to use this kind of thing, strike me down, constitutionalists, because, again, it's a foregone conclusion, right, that Trump's an insurrectionist, that the 14th Amendment applies. That's big lie strategy. And this is all they've got, folks. This is what they're using. This is what they're counting on. Stay right there.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Down in New Orleans. And we are racing through this Tuesday edition. And we're having a great time. We're having fun this morning. A lot is going on. A lot's always going on, by the way. So you can bet your bottom dollar. We will be talking about it in one form or another once that on-air light goes on. And we're glad to be with you. Thanks again also for spending some time with us here on the program this morning. We do have a lot more to tell you about. And let's see here. We do have this audio. This is audio from President Biden being interrupted by pro-Palestinian protesters yesterday on Monday at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston. And so we're not going to play the whole clip because it kind of goes on. As some of the people are chanting, they're calling for a ceasefire. This kind of thing. Have to be ushered out of the church. But as they're ushered out, then the chants turn to 4 more years as people try to drown out the protesters. But this is what Joe Biden had to say as they were being taken out of the church.
Thank you. Look, folks. I understand their passion, and I've been quietly working with the Israeli government to get them to reduce and significantly get out of Gaza. I'm using all that I can to do.
So he says he understands their passion. So I guess he's trying to sort of placate them a little bit. But their huge problem, though, folks, with the administration, in the administration, is this notion that they've been supportive of Israel, but yet there is so much opposition from many of these different groups and even opposition from within the administration itself, not just some officials who may tell the president something this or that, you know, in the situation room or you know, trying to brief the president, but also in terms of some of the White House interns or staffers. They had some letter to the president or something. And but again, you know, the idea, understand their passion. Well, I really do wish the president would have said, why don't you direct some of this anger and some of this protest against Hamas? You know, this is not any kind of a normal conflict whatsoever. We know this. We know it's not a normal conflict. And it's, and when I say normal conflict, I mean the idea that you could have two sides that truly want to end a conflict after hostilities break out, and they want to come to the table, and they want to come up with some kind of a peaceful resolution, a peace treaty, if you will, that would stop the againstments and try to rebuild the area, right? To try to rebuild your relationship, or to, at the very least, stop the fighting, even if it means you never speak to one another again, this kind of thing, right? But that's not what's happening here. That's not what's going to happen here, because Hamas and its ilk and its supporters are not interested in having a peace deal with Israel. That's why when you hear the phraseology, ceasefire, we need a ceasefire in this. That is not going to happen, or that is not, in other words, they're using a term that sounds standard, but doesn't apply in this situation really in any standard sort of form. And so when Hamas says ceasefire or desires a ceasefire, they simply mean we need a little bit more time in order to get our act together so that we can either continue attacks or, you know, continue our fight against Israel. Because, and I don't want to have to rehash it too much, because Hamas wants Israel to not exist. Hamas leadership has said Israel is the reason for our problems. And basically, you eliminate Israel, you eliminate the problems. That, my friends, is not a basis to have a ceasefire or a basis to have any other kind of diplomatic solution to these things, or diplomatic intervention or diplomatic progress. Because one of the sides... And Israel's not that side, by the way. Israel has done so much over these years, including giving the area of Gaza to the Palestinians, basically, right? This is your area, and we cede it to you. And the Palestinian government, for lack of a better term, but in this case it's Hamas, right? If Hamas wanted to create a jewel by the sea of Gaza, they could do that. They have oodles and oodles of money, and they could do this kind of thing if they wanted to have a traditional relationship with their national neighbors there. That's it would just be that simple. But they don't, and this is the eventuality of that. So for Joe Biden to declare a cease or to call for a ceasefire is not going to fix anything other than to give the Hamas the ability to rebuild what they want to rebuild so that they can continue the war against Israel. They want a war against Israel that goes on and on and on, until Israel's no more. Well, let's turn now again back to the economy. We talked a little bit about inflation in hour number one, but this from Markets Insider. Investors are hoping the Fed will cut rates in March. If they're hoping that they're going to cut rates in March, they face disappointment. there's a list at 50% chance of dodging a recession. This from Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary. And he's known, of course, as Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank, if you've ever watched that program. He's always cuts to the chase. He's the one who's the most harsh, you know, in that sense. But it's a very interesting I always appreciate what he says. He always seems to be able to, you know, cut through everything, and then just says, "I'm out." You know, if he suspects this is not a good deal, he just gets out of it. And by the way, folks, I think a lot of those deals they make, they actually have to hash a lot of that stuff out. I think obviously after what we see on the video part of it, sometimes it doesn't add up for them and they don't do it. But this again, from Kevin, or his thoughts here, investors banking on the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates soon are bound to be disappointed, Kevin O'Leary says. The market would love the Federal Reserve to do a series of cuts, even starting the first quarter, Shark Tank star recently told Fox Business. The March cut isn't going to happen. O'Leary, again, whose nickname is Mr. Wonderful, emphasized the Fed's mandate is to bring inflation down to 2%, which we were talking about last hour. Core inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose by at least 4% in the 12 months to November, meaning the central bank hasn't achieved its goal yet. The idea that they would sit up there at 4.1% and actually do any kind of a cut in March, I think, is a dream. It's just a fairy tale at this point, O'Leary said. He attributed the dip in stocks this year to investors realizing, quote, the Fed won't be cutting as fast as anybody thinks. Pandemic stimulus measures and supply chain snarls fueled a spike of inflation to 9.1% in the summer of 2022, a 40-year high. And by the way, folks, how is it possible you could go out and run for president when these things haven't been seen, these kinds of things haven't been seen in 40 years? I mean, that's not an accomplishment. I mean, it's the opposite. It's an anti-accomplishment, right? But 40 years? Back to the article. The Fed has reacted by hiking rates from virtually zero to over 5% as steeper rates encourage saving over spending and raise borrowing costs, which typically relieves upward pressure on prices. However, higher rates tend to weigh on stocks and other risky assets as larger guaranteed yields from safe assets like treasury bonds entice investors to hold those instead. So again, don't expect that they'd be cutting interest rates anytime soon, at least according to Kevin O'Leary. That's Mr. Wonderful. But then somebody else is going to come along and say, no, they're going to cut rates like real fast. You know? I guess it just depends on the day of the week sometimes. So speaking of that, this is the Tuesday edition, and we are coming right back. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA USA News update. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he does not believe his former boss, President Donald Trump, is an insurrectionist, despite what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol.
This was a riot that should never have happened. The former president's words that day were reckless.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday, Pence added he does not believe Trump violated the 14th Amendment and that he should remain on primary ballots. Some Americans in a recent poll indicated they believe the FBI might have been behind the events of January 6th, but Pence quickly refuted that when asked. Investigators of last Friday's Alaska Airlines mishap out west say the cockpit voice recorder from the Portland to California flight will be useless to them. NTSB officials say that is because those recorders often overwrite all saved data every 2 hours. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
More illegal immigrants are entering the U.S.
About 2,000 migrants have resumed their journey through southern Mexico after participants were left without the papers the Mexican government appears to have promised. The original caravan of about 6,000 migrants from Venezuela, Cuba, and Central America started walking on Christmas Eve. But after New Year's Day, the government persuaded them to give up their march by promising they would get some unspecified kind of documents. The migrants wanted transit or exit visas that might allow them to take buses or hop trains to the U.S. border. But they said Monday they were given papers that don't allow them to leave the southern state of Chiapas on the Guatemalan border. Keith Peters reporting.
The Secret Service makes an arrest after a car ran the gate at the White House. Secret Service personnel are investigating. The American Red Cross is facing a severe blood shortage. They're urging people to sign up to donate by giving them a chance to win a trip to the Super Bowl. More on these stories at townhall.com.
That it could never, ever be reeled back in. Well, I'm here to tell you that, you know, it can be, you know, unfortunately, there's some pessimism out there, and I understand it, you know, I understand why, but at the same time, you know, we can't give up on things. This is going to be a very, very pivotal time in our lives as we head towards the 2024 election. It's all going to start up here at the Iowa caucuses, and we will go from there. We don't know exactly what the world's going to look like 3 months from now, 6 months from now, by the time November rolls around. But we are going to have to meet those challenges, I think. I don't think we have any other choice. And by the way, because one of the things about our nation is our resiliency. And you can have all the rhetoric in the world coming from Joe Biden and coming from the left, coming from the media, And this whole thing predicated on the idea that Donald Trump is ruining democracy, that Donald Trump, you know, by the very virtue of him existing, evidently, or by the very virtue of him running for president again, is going to disturb our democracy so greatly that it cannot survive. That, my friends, is just rhetoric. That is just a ploy. It is just a way of trying to make it seem as though Joe Biden and company are the sole protectors of democracy, that they're the only ones who are going to make this thing okay in the end. And that's just not true. It's just not true. But it sure is a convenient way of trying to make the campaign go. And again, our country is resilient. So we are going to weather the Joe Biden experience here. We're going to weather that. And I think there's going to be enough people out there, hopefully, that are going to say to themselves, you know, I'm not better off than I was 4 years ago. And beyond that, we know that, the state of affairs in the world has absolutely collapsed, or is in the we're watching it collapse, basically. So there's a lot of hope to be had that if you have a central message from the conservative or the Republican candidate, GOP candidate, if you have a central message about putting things back to normal in terms of people's ability to live the American dream, to have a safe and secure nation, to be able to conduct foreign policy on the world stage where, these kinds of things don't happen. And if they do, we're not sort of stuck in, what appears to be a doom loop of never being able to actually affect anything, to actually fix anything, to actually, make our foes, and not just foes of the United States, but foes of the free world, foes of our allies, foes of the notion of our self-determination, of our freedom, of our expression, these kinds of things, to make them think twice about doing the things that they've been doing. I really do think that they believe this is going to be just a free-for-all, and it's getting worse. So in terms of what we're talking about here on this program and what we're talking about in terms of what America is really capable of and what America really stands for, I think we got a pretty good shot at it. I really do. It doesn't mean it doesn't come without a lot of hard work and a lot of perseverance and a lot of hopefully changing minds, changing hearts and minds, and answering questions and demonstrating by our actions and by our behavior that we have the better answers for all of this. And I really do think that. All right, this from the Washington Examiner. Jen Psaki encourages voters, quote, not to freak out about the Supreme Court decision on Trump. MSNBC host Jen Psaki assured her audience that there is no reason to freak out about the Supreme Court's upcoming decision. Psaki was referring to the court's decision to hear Donald Trump's case out of Colorado, where he was removed by the state Supreme Court for violating the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. The group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington sued Trump, citing his behavior on January 6, 2021 as the example of the former president's attempt to overturn the election of 2020. There are lots of reasons to lose faith in the conservative leading Supreme Court, Psaki wrote, following allegations of eye-popping ethical lapses in the history of the historic ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. Trust in the Supreme Court has sunk to its lowest point in 50 years. This is her talking. Believe me, she says, I get it. Well, by the way, Roe versus Wade, that is the hot button issue, or what it is a hot button issue and a political major thing, because it has to do with abortion. Perhaps had it been for any other decision that was based on the idea of the right to privacy, then if that got overturned and sent back to the states because the justices would say, we do not find this in the United States Constitution, this would, again, revert back to the states. There wouldn't be this kind of reaction. But because it has to do with abortion, that's the hot button issue. That is a triggering mechanism, evidently. And so that's why it becomes this big thing. But actually, having more power to the states is not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. But again, the far left, in terms of this particular issue, and abortion is controversial in and of itself, yes. But talking about it from the perspective of the idea that you have the far left wanting simply to create a national authority literally for everything that's not enumerated in the Constitution, that's the thing that we have to be concerned about, because it's way too easy then for them to then say, well, the federal government simply needs to preside literally over everything. And sometimes that kind of thing does kick in. You know, when, like, for example, what we saw in the late 1950s, right, in terms of integration of the schools, and you had the nationalization of the National Guard, and, okay, well, these, you know, we're not going to keep people out of school because of their skin color. So sometimes these things do kick in. But overall, the Roe v. Wade issue was a thing for the states. So I want to go on here with this article here. But here we go. Jen Psaki is now feeding that fire with the idea that the court is just at its lowest point in 50 years, right? Biden's former White House press secretary went on to list the precedent the Supreme Court has had against Trump. The court previously dismissed Trump's attempt to keep tax records from the New York City prosecutors and House Democrat members on separate occasions. Additionally, it has dismissed his attempt to keep White House records from the January 6th committee and his request for a special master to review the classified documents taken from his Mar-a-Lago home, right? She says, on Friday, the Supreme Court agreed to consider Trump's eligibility under the 14th Amendment. It is also likely to consider the scale and scope of presidential immunity, Psaki went on. It's natural to be pessimistic about these upcoming rulings, but precedent shows we shouldn't always assume the worst, at least when it comes to the court and Trump's legal trouble. But the idea that, you know, I think a lot of these people know that the Supreme Court is going to decide the Trump eligibility issue as a matter of law. But even when something is done as a matter of law, then it becomes, no, that wasn't the right political decision. That wasn't the right political answer that we wanted. So therefore, guess what? The court is illegitimate. They are just Trumpian fools, basically. They're just sycophants for Trump and all that. So, you know, this is the idea of causing this extra division in our country. And this is what they are about at this point, because they can't go out and argue Biden's accomplishments. So here we go. I guess don't freak out. Don't freak out. Well, unfortunately, I think we'll see a lot of freaking out once that happens. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This bumper. I need to, and we hope you do too. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. It is Tuesday, and we are just, well, we're just moving along right here through the program this morning. And yeah, it's great to be back for a full week of broadcasting. And you do kind of miss it when there's a holiday or you have a couple of days R&R, as it were. But it's a lot of fun. And we sure appreciate you being there, and we sure appreciate you choosing to spend some time with us here on the program this morning. Don't forget, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Find out more about me. You can also check out social media there, Twitter and Facebook, for example. So head on over there if you have the opportunity. You can also find our live streams there for the program if you happen to be out of range for the program. We have had a couple of great song selections or song suggestions, and we hope to get to them this week, of course, here on the program. But we thought we'd make this Tuesday morning. We heard Cuts Like a Knife from Bryan Adams earlier, and then we'll go over the weather here again in a little bit. We got a lot of weather going on out there. We decided to make it a Bryan Adams morning, and this is another great one from Bryan Adams. It's called Run to You, right here on the Tuesday Morning Edition.
Thank you.
says a love for me can never die. But that'd change if she ever found out about you and I.
Another great Bryan Adams song. He's got a lot of great songs and had a lot of great hits, and I think is still growing strong out there these days, if I'm not mistaken. I know that he is. All right, so folks, once again, we're taking a look at what the weather's going to be throwing at us here. And, of course, you've got the Midwest. You got a couple of major winter storms coming through in a very short period of time, including a blizzard threat. This from AccuWeather. Millions of people in the plains and Midwest will barely have time to catch their breath after a massive winter storm affects the region into Tuesday night with heavy snow, drenching rain, and high winds before an even stronger and colder storm blasts the region from Friday to Saturday. According to AccuWeather, meteorologists warned that while the first storm will disrupt travel, the second storm could shut down travel and create dangerous conditions for those caught outdoors. Meanwhile, you've got storms coming into the Pacific Northwest and to the Northern Rockies. This is going to include our friends in Seattle and Portland, as a matter of fact, ahead of what they call a surge of bitterly cold Arctic air. So definitely got to be aware of that. Be very careful. Pay attention, of course, to local reports and so forth. And if you're going to be trucking through those areas, it can be pretty problematic at some point. We do continue to see snow on the radar maps this morning, especially up if you're near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, coming across I-90, 4th of July pass up there. You definitely got snow coming across in that area. And also a bigger part of I-90 heading back west down from I-90, say from Spokane down to Ritzville, all kinds of rain mixed with snow. We got lots and lots of rain for our friends listening in the Walla Walla area, by the way, and certainly for Seattle, all the way down Interstate 5 through Portland, down through Salem, Corvallis, Eugene, Roseburg, Medford. You've got rain. Coming down through the Interstate 5 there. So do be careful there as well. And, of course, we continue to see snow through most of Iowa, most of eastern Nebraska, most of eastern Kansas, most of Missouri has got either rain, a mix of snow and rain, or snow that snows mostly in the northern part of Missouri. But definitely we continue to see all kinds of rain mixed with snow throughout Indiana, throughout Ohio, and then down through Kentucky, mostly rain, moderate rain, and in some cases, Knoxville, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama. We continue to see that lightning and so forth there on the map as well. And that lightning's going to head all the way down right through New Orleans, Louisiana, and then also again along the Gulf Coast there, lots and lots of lightning in the southern part of Alabama. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Augusta, Georgia, Macon as well. We've got through South Carolina, all kinds of rain. It's really just all over the place, folks. And then up through Wisconsin, the central part of Wisconsin, lots of snow there. And it looks like most of the state of Michigan in some way, shape, or form covered in some kind of snow. But the UP, though, right now is looking pretty clear. So that is actually pretty good because they can get a lot of snow up there in the Upper Peninsula. Well, folks, time now to head on over and welcome Denise Simon to the program this morning. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, again, no shortage of stuff to talk about. There's no doubt about that. Real quick, let's do a little bit of politics here. Vivek Ramaswamy says he's going to deliver a surprise on January 15th at the Iowa caucus. He's saying there's a lot of caucus goers who haven't really ever participated before. He feels like he's reaching, I guess, a different generation and perhaps a different group that could at least make some difference for him. I doubt he will win the Iowa caucuses, but what do you think about this?
I have no idea what he has planned. And he actually stopped his TV advertising in Iowa. So I have no concept. And he didn't stand a chance to prevail in any way in Iowa himself. So I guess it just kind of remains to be seen. I'm not a big fan of Ramaswamy, and I have interviewed his campaign chair a couple of times, and I don't have a lot of admiration for her either, but that's beside the point.
Well, he says that there's only two America First candidates running, himself and Donald Trump.
Whatever.
So is he pushing perhaps a little bit more for the idea of trying to be on the ticket with Trump?
I there's no way for me to know. I don't think so, to be honest with you. I mean, you can make a case, I suppose, for it, but I don't think so. I don't think that he wants to be subservient to Trump.
Well, I think you're right about that. I just think he wants to survive somehow. I don't know if he wants to just come back and fight another day. I think he wants something out of this. And like all these other candidates, they were essentially waiting for Trump to fizzle. And Trump never fizzled. In fact, Trump just got stronger, to be honest. And, so is this just an exercise in futility for the Iowa caucuses? Or could there be... Could news break out at the Iowa caucus?
Well, you can make that argument about any of the candidates, okay? It isn't just about Iowa. If you watched any part of the town hall that Fox held last night with Nikki Haley, you'd be hard-pressed not to vote for her, but there's a lot of other things that, go on and she's dragging along in her resume that aren't so wonderful and terrific. But there's not a lot of separation from all of these candidates in policy. It's just how they get there.
Very well said. Stay right there, Denise Simon. Folks, we're coming up to the top of the hour. You'll hear your top of the hour news, get updated on everything, and then we're coming right back. More with Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.